A couple of the real kind of highlights of the small agencies were the Federal Maritime Commission and the Commodities Future Trading Commission. And the reason I think those are real agencies, small agencies to highlight, is both of them had fairly dramatic increases in their rankings. Federal Maritime Commission in 2007 ranked 23rd. This year they're actually ranked 6th. A 28% increase in their score, and
wow.
That was the largest among any agent small agency.
What do they do? What do they? I mean, when there's that kind of jump, I mean, you know, I'm sure a lot of people say, "Oh, that's an anomaly." But did they do something in particular that spurred this kind of increase in their numbers?
Yeah, great question, Chris. And the key driver, again, best places to work rankings are actually derived from data from the Federal Human Capital Survey, and in addition to that data, the best places to work also looks at some key drivers or workplace environment categories, which include things like effective leadership, how well employees' skills match with their jobs, their work-life balance, things of that sort. So it really looks at the full picture of employee engagement. And for the fourth year in a row, for the fourth time in a row, the primary driver of job satisfaction in the federal government was effective leadership. And that certainly played out with the Federal Maritime Commission as well. So when we look at their rankings, this year they actually ranked 2nd in effective leadership. And that in and of itself was a 22% increase from 2 years ago when the rankings came out. So again, it really is about effective leadership. And that was not only for the Federal Maritime Commission, but one of the other, you know, huge increases that we saw among small agencies was again with the Commodities Future Trading Commission. They had actually ranked 18th in 2007. They were number 8 this year. That represented a little over a 22% increase. And again, if you looked at their effective leadership scores, more than a 23% increase this year over 2007. And that held true for a lot of those, including folks like the Surface Transportation Board, which was number 1 ranked overall, is that effective leadership was that primary driver.
It's interesting because I was talking to Secretary Preston, former Secretary Preston of both the Small Business Administration and of HUD, and we were talking about this, about, you know, because they made a big boost on the big agency list. And we were talking about this leadership question because I almost think leaders often, you know, we all talk about leadership, but sometimes when you actually get in that position, you don't always fully understand the amount of influence, the impact that you can have on an organization.
Yeah, absolutely right. And Chris, I think that's the most interesting thing about the effective leadership pieces is, you know, our conventional wisdom would lead us to believe that the greatest influence on a leadership level would be satisfaction with the employee's satisfaction with his or her immediate supervisor. That actually wasn't the case with the 2009 rankings. It was actually the quality of the agency's senior leadership that had the greater bearing. It was not the greatest bearing on the immediate supervisor. So it really does speak to having top-level leadership in the agency, really engaging and setting a vision for where the agency needs to be, and then subsequently where folks fall into that, giving them the resources, support, guidance, everything else that they need to actually achieve that mission.
And I've talked about this sort of almost endlessly, but EPA under Marcus Peacock, the former deputy administrator, and then Molly O'Neill, the CIO over there, they were, I think, able to sort of give people a feeling that they could go and be innovative almost in ways. And my favorite story was one time there was this one project that was happening and Molly O'Neill didn't even know about it. And I said, wow, you really have brought about change. People are thinking they feel empowered to do their job in different ways.
That's absolutely right. It's about new innovative thinking. It's, again, about empowering your employees to actually make some decisions and help drive the process.
And just to review how you guys use the OPM data that they use in their human capital survey, and then you guys call through it and pull the stuff to determine the best agency list, right?
That's correct. And again, what we do is an overall ranking, and then there are rankings in 10 other best in class categories. Again, ranging from effective leadership to work life balance. The other issue is, you know, oftentimes folks outside government and even those inside government say, why do this? Yes, a ranking ranking is good and it creates a little bit of buzz. We here at the partnership actually think it's a little bit more than that as well. And it certainly is that buzz and a little bit of that incentive to focus on some of these issues. So if you know that, you're not highly ranked because your employees don't feel like they have adequate work-life balance, for instance, it gives you a focal area where you could put your time, energy, and effort to actually try to improve upon that. Similarly, I think one of the other things Best Places does, Chris, and we've talked about this on an ongoing basis, is one of the biggest barriers to federal employment from somebody who's looking to get into government is just the staggering lack of information that's available to them. And again, we actually see that Best Places ranking is a great vehicle for actually getting that information out to prospective employees as well, that here are the agencies that are really good to work for, and hopefully a little bit of an outside push on agencies to make sure that they really are focusing on the things that matter. If you can see where you fit into things and how you're actually contributing to that, that not only helps the person who's currently in government have a great, satisfying experience, but it also helps those who are looking to get into federal government say, wow, you know what, this is a place I really want to work.